You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We went into the Machlokes, the Dogma of Avraham Kiveka. The Machlokes is twofold. One is, the Rosh says, Ha'isha ain't a bechala arvus. Why can't a woman be mitzi a man in Bekas Hamazon? The Rosh says, if a woman's part of Bekas Hamazon, she can't be mitzi a man. So, there's a din of arvus, Kol Yisrael Ravim Zebizah, that even though you're Yaitza, you could be might see someone else. So the Rosh says that Ta'isha ain't a bechala arvus. The Dagam of Vava understands it very literally. Ta'isha ain't a bechala arvus is the pshat, women don't have arvus. Therefore, she doesn't have arvus, she can't be might see a man. Not because it's Bekas Hamazon, that's a general rule that women don't have arvus. And that's where the Dagam of Vava's Shaila comes up. That Friday night that we're both chayv and kiddush, women are chayv and kiddush, right? The Gemara says zocha v'shamar kol sheyeshem v'shmir yeshem v'schira. The women are chayv and kiddush midaraisa. And the Magen Avraham says that in davening yoytze kiddush, right? Again, that could only be with the Rambam's sheet that they don't need yayin. Taisa's sheet says you do need yayin. But it seems that the place can go with that. Taisa himself has such a sheet. The Melo, when you daven, so you yoytze midaraisa kiddush in davening, but you have a chiyuv to make kiddush d'rabbanan. Usually the wife doesn't, the woman doesn't daven ma'ariv. So when you come home, her chiyuv is d'raisa, and your chiyuv is d'rabbanan. What's the shaila? So the way you can moitzi them is af pishi yotza moitzi with the klal of arvis, called Yisrael Ravim Zeh Bezeh, as Rashi explains over there in Rosh Hashanah. Mr. Pakti, says that what the Rosh says, that there's no arvis for women, is it women to men? But maybe men to women do have. That's his shaila. And Rabbi Kivega says his whole understanding is not true. What the Rosh means to say is not that there's no arvus benoshim. There's no such klal. When the Rosh says eina arvus lenoshim, he means locally, specifically in Birkas Hamazon because they're potter. But in mitzvah chayvin, like kiddush avada, not only does a man have arvus for her, she has arvus for him too. Or as a quote of Kivega, a woman could go ahead and make kiddush for her husband, even though she was already yaitza kiddush, even though she was already yaitza. Again, because if they're both not yaitza, you don't need arvus. That's shemeya ko'ina. But if one was mitzi, then you have to come out to arvus. But Kivega takes out from the tzlach, what you do see from the Dogam of Vava, is that if not for the fact that she's a woman, what would be the din? The din would be that she could be mitzi, even in the mitzvah she's part of her, meaning that the Dagam of Vav is saying a klal that the din of arvus has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The din of arvus is to do with the din. You're an arev on the other person's mitzvah. You're an arev on his mitzvah. If I'm part of a mitzvah, I'm still achray. I'm still an arev on the other person to make sure he does the mitzvah. Meaning, let's say for instance, is a Yisrael an arev for koyin? I see a koyin. Whatever the ramification, besides I'm an arev on you. I have to make sure. If I see a coin's not duchenin, I have to jump on top of him and say, you better duchen. Rabbi Kivega says, that's not Pshan de Rosh. The Pshan de Rosh is, if you have the mitzvah, then you're an arev. Now, because Hamazon, she's not an arev, not because she's an isha. It would be anyone. If anybody, for some reason, like for instance, Taisis says, says, according to Rashi, that women are part of from Bekas Hamazon because of Allah Aretz HaTayva Shenasata, right? Right? So Kahanim Levim should also be part of. So let's say Lu Yitzuya would be true. Kahanim Levim would be part of Bekas Hamazon. So according to Dagam Avava, they'll be able to, you might see someone in Bekas Hamazon because they're Arev and you're Bekas Hamazon. If Kivek is saying, no, if they're part of from Bekas Hamazon, they can't be an Arev. So the question we had is from the Gemara in Pesachim. And the Gemara in Pesachim says, Suma is potter meloy margada. Gemara dashens a pasuk bavur ze osa Hashem li betzeis mitzrayim. And we see that the Gemara dashen by Ben Sarmaya beneinu ze that if the suman there's no din of Ben Sarmaya, meaning you have to be able to point and see beneinu ze. It's the same way you have to point and see the matzah mar carbon pesach matzah mar munachim lefanech. And the main suma is potter. In fact, the Gemara sahadet Rabbi Yosef. And Rav Sheshis, who was Sagi Nars, they were serious. How were they able to be mighty someone in Haggadah? That's the question of Gemara. Gemara says because they hold a god matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. Hagod is d'rabbanan. Meila for god. Since hagod is d'rabbanan, Chazal were allowed d'rabbanan to be moitzi d'rabbanan. That you could do. Hashem came. If it would be d'raisa, they could be moitzi. The question is, according to the tzlach, according to Dogam of Ava, by the way, I keep saying tzlach magabam. Besides that, it's the same person. He does write in tzlach and brachas this same sheet. He brings the rush over there too. Just Allah, it's more known what he does over there in Dagam Avava. In his kever, it doesn't say Dagam Avava. His kever, because it came out after his lifetime. His kever says, I told you once, his kever is like this small, his mitzvah is like this big, a little rock. It says, Point Nizman, Rav, Rabbi Cheskel, Levi Sagar, Wando, Bamachab, Sefer Tzlach, Neid Behuda, Neid Behuzach, remember. So when you look at it, the one time I was very shocked. So Moshe Shapiro told me to take a look to the left. I look to the left, there's a big, huge, he says, a huge thing. It says, Terem, you think, we don't know who. It was a Goyin Adar, Goyin Adaris. He says, we know he was. This was his tzavah. He said, this is not a mitzvah, but this is something that we put up. Right? His tzavah was, that's all I want written on mitzvah. But anyway, I kapon him. So according to the tzlach, why can't Rabbi Yosef, who's part of from Haggadah, still be mitzvah somebody else because of Arvus? So we said last week, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel uses the terminology Suma Pasul Meloim Haggadah. It's not called a Maisa Haggadah. That's a different thing. It's like we said last week, Avada, even if you hold this Shemei Ka'ina by Birkas Kahanim, the one coin could be Moitzi another coin in Birkas Kahanim. But Yisrael Zichanat Shayach. That's not called the Birkas Kahanim. Doesn't have a Shem. Birkas Kahanim means it has to come for coins. So over here, a Suma Haggadah is not called a God. Okay, but now I want to do in a different Mahalach. And that's going like this, that twice we paskin, we Ashkenazim, we have a Sfaradi here today, imagine, right? That the women don't make brachas on mitzvahs that they're potter from. However, right, we Ashkenazim follow the Ramos Psak, which is Taisus. Taisus says that we do make brachas, women do make brachas. So we'll follow the Taisus as it goes along and see what we could say over here. It's a shtickle of Pete Derek Felton. Taisa says that Lamaisa, we paskin Noshim Saimchis Rishos, they're allowed to do smicha, machlaikas, and the Tanar. So therefore, Taisa says they're also allowed to go ahead and make brachas. So Taisa, and smicha is a problem. It's a voida bekotchim, but the Baltan submits, so you're allowed to do a voida bekotchim because that the woman gets a mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah of a isa. So Taisa says, for the same reason, she should be able to make a bracha too. A woman should be able to make a bracha. That's what Taisa says. What's his raya? Because the Gemara says in Bava Kama, in the Chayvul, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef said, he says, if somebody would tell me that the lacha is like a Yehuda, that Asuma is potter for mitzvahs, right, Rabbi Yehuda holds pito, I would make a Yuma Tavul or Bono, make a Suda, make a festivity. Why would I do that? Because I'm potter from a mitzvah, and still I do it. So I get extra credit. Then he heard Rabbi Chanina said, Godol ha-mitzvah v'aisa, yaisa mimi she'ena mitzvah v'aisa. So Mamela, he said, don't forget, if somebody told me, ain't halacha kabbud, I'll be happy, because now I do the mitzvahs as mitzvah v'aisa. Fractisis, in his havamina, we thought he's doing mitzvahs, even though he's potter, but l'chari couldn't make, if you hold that a woman can't make a bracha, so what would be happy about? He can't make a bracha. He loses out all the brachas, right? He loses out all the brachas. And Taisus lists off. It's interesting that Taisus does. I'm not sure, you're not really sure why. But Taisus says, am I, avidnu yumitavu l'bahaloha yamafsit brachas because sitzes v'lul v'tfilin v'tmigil v'chanakos and so forth. He wouldn't be able to make all those brachas. So it's a raya that a suma makes brachas. That's Taisus' raya, suma makes brachas. And just like a suma makes brachas, so too does an ish. That's what Taisa, and that's lemaisa what Taisa holds. But in the middle, Taisa says it's not such a raya from suma. Why? Because Taisa in other places, over here he doesn't say it so much. In other places, Taisa says, he says we have sumas chayv and mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Even though contribute that whole sumas potter mitzvahs, they were machayv and d'rabbanan. And in other places, he says, why you shouldn't look like an akum? Because if he's a yid and he walks around, he has all the dinim of a yid. But he's part of mitzvahs, He looks like an akum. He's not doing mitzvahs. The isha, even though she's potter from some mitzvahs, but she has chiyuv of some mitzvahs. So she does mitzvah. Not much. She has a lot of mitzvahs. So we see her doing mitzvahs, right? Right? You see a woman on the refrigerator, an imam in bedis, and an imam in bedis, so mevela, they have a lot of mitzvahs. Sheish mitzvahs, you know, tmidias, they're mekayim mitzvahs all the time. Although we should be mekayim the way they are, right? But a kopanim, the Taisa says, could be assumed as different, he's chayim mitzvahs abon. Frek the Turi Evan and Rav Kivega, they both ask it in a different vein. We'll first say the way the Turi Evan says it. Turi Evan says, what do you mean the chayim in mitzvahs midrabanan? How are you mechayev them? If they're potter in mitzvahs, who was mechayev them? What's the chiyuv? Where's the chiyuv come from? What's legally making them obligated? Asuma. I said isha, no, asuma. Right. What makes the asuma chayev mitzvahs? One second. And the Kiveka's question is, says, how do you make a bracha? No, it's Tosfos saying, since the chayav mitzvah bonin, they can make a bracha. And that we know that a mitzvah d'rabanan, the Gemara says, hey, chansibanu, v'loy sasar. So why are they chayav? The potter from, so both of the Kiveka and the Turi Evan come up with one, they ask differently, but both come out with a maskana that what Tosfos clearly means, even though they're not even saying Tosfos mechadita, who's pasha to Tosfos, that a summa, even if you always put them in a mitzvah, he's chayv and lois asas. The din of summa put these mitzvahs as says, I Tosfos says he's chayv. I Tosfos says he shouldn't look like an animal. Sitting around and not eating the lamb, what's spoken? Cork, okay, right, that I know. It was a shrimp. It's not a raya, right? Right? Or not even doing, guy sits around not doing malach on Shabbos, plenty of. Right? There's plenty of people who don't do anything all day. So that's not a raya that he's a yid. Mitzvahs show that he's a yid. So that's what they're both mechadish. They're both mechadish that a summa is, you know, that's a given in Tosfos. They're not even saying Tosfos mechadish. Who's pasha to Tosfos that summa is chayv and loisa? Oh, summa is chayv and loisa. Even though it's part of a messiah, summa meila. Chazal or mechayvim lois sasser. You have to listen to us. According to Kiveger, how do you make a bracha shekichanu to this mitzvah, that mitzvah? Lois sasser the chacham or mechayvim. Okay, atkan. What they say? Rav Kiveger adds to that. Because of that, Rav Kiveger adds that it comes out according to what I'm saying that as soon as chayvim lois says, it would come out there are two exceptions to the rules: kiddush and matzah. We know women are chayv. It's one of the exceptions. It's one. Both are exceptions to the rule. A woman is chayv in kiddush. The Gemara says zocher b'shomer kol sheyeshna b'shmira yeshna b'schira. And since women are chayv in molacha, they're chayv in kiddush. So asuma is the same thing. He's chayv in, according to what I'm saying, he's chayv in loisa says he's chayv in keeping shabbos. He's chayv in kiddush. But akoponim, but the pshat is that the chayv in loisa says, and therefore Kiveka says the chayv in matzah and the chayv in kiddush. Now let's take it another step. The chinuch, we've mentioned also over the years, the chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph holds that women are chayiv in sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Right? And Mitzvah chinuch jumps and says, what's going on over here? Mechateisi. It's a mitzvah to say, shazman grama, mechateisi. Women should be chayiv in it. It goes on, marich, and he doesn't understand it. He says, but Rambam's not master that way. True. In the Rambam and Sefer Yad, not Mashra Way, in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's clear, it's a famous diyuk. If you look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs is broken up into four parts, 13 Shrushim, Klolim. The Rambam says, how do I figure out Taryag? What did I do? Why is Tefillin two mitzvahs and Krishna Shul Shachris and Arvis is one mitzvah? Why isn't the Isser of leaving the mon overnight not counted as Isser? And this is counted as this. It goes into all these quotes. And he has mitzvah says and mitzvah lois says. In between mitzvah says and lois says is a small few paragraphs, a small paragraph where he says, if you count the 248 mitzvahs I just said, you'll see there are shishim mitzvahs achechis. You do it, Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Sefer Mitzvahs Kotzer. It's really based on that, those words of the Rambam. That even if you don't have a base of mikdash, even if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you lead a normal life. right? You'll have 60 mitzvahs. Avada, you put on tefillin, you say Krishma. You live in a house, you'll have a mezuzah. You eat bread, you'll bench. You do the normal things a person does, you'll have 60 mitzvahs aseis. And he starts counting them off. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, Yud, V'nashem ein l'chayavaz ba. Talmud Torah. Tefillin, ein l'chayavaz ba. Every place, we get to, I think it's Kufrim Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, mitzvah Sipri Tzrayim, he doesn't say a word. He doesn't say a word, he just says Kufrim Zayin. And then he says, you count it up, 46 out of 60 women are chayv, and the only way you can have 46, if you include Sipri Tzrayim, I want to make sure it's there are 46 mitzvahs, including Sipri Tzrayim. So Rambam clearly holds Sipri Tzrayim.
You are it's listening to Ben's Torah.com.
One of the some achronim come up with is the following. We notice the din of lechem oini. Lechem she'oinim alav dvar harb. Rashi says the Gemara two places. Rashi says she'oinim alav halal v'agod. That pasuk is the end of loisechol chametz shibas yam teichol matzis lechem oini. So what is the Torah telling us? That part of the din of matzah is to say agada. Oh, according to V'kiv Eger, if a suma is now chayev in matzah, so l'chayev he should be chayev in Sipri Tzis Ritzrayim. Oh, very good. What does the Gemara say in Pesachim? Gemara in Pesachim says he's part of him saying agada. Oh, so now, do we shame and bring a raya from there? We mentioned that against Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The sumah is part of the mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says no, you don't have to worry. A sumah could be a bal tefillah. You can't be a bal kairah, obviously, because he has to read from a sefer Torah. But it could be a bal tefillah. But the Magen Avraham says he should not be a tekeya, because in the rices we should be machmir like Rabbeinu Yerucham. All the Rishonim jump on Rabbeinu Yerucham and say, well, of course, a suma, we pass on Sumas Chayav. Why? The Gemara in Pesachim says what? That a suma is potter from saying Agada. Why do you need a special pasuk to say he's potter from Agada? He's potter from all mitzvahs if you pass on like a Yehuda. He's potter from Lulav and he's potter from Shayf, he's potter from everything. So that's a kasha Rishonim ask on Rabbeinu Yerucham. He says he brings it. According to this from Kivega, it's very good. The Gemara could be gone with Rabbi Yehuda. Suma's potter from all the mitzvahs. But I would have thought that he's chayav in Agada because he's chayav in Sipri Tzrayim, because he's chayav in matzah. In other words, lo'ilon is potter from all mitzvahs. You need a special limud. You would have thought, just like Aisha is chayav in chametz, therefore she's chayav in matzah, therefore she's chayav in Sipri Tzrayim. Same thing. No, Suma potter meloy ma'agada. Oh, so it's very good. That means that Gemara could be going with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So what was our kash on the tzlach? If you say that Sum is Patam Agada, he should still have Arvis. If you go with this Cheshbin, it's not true. Why? Because Arvis is a mitzvah, and a Sumer will be Patam from Arvis. That's also a mitzvah. It's a very nice, as I said, why am I calling it Popel? Seems like a nice Cheshbin. Because the Nedibin himself argues on this from Kibeg. In Neidah Bihuda, he says, Asuma is potter from Lavan too. If you hold like a Bihuda, he's potter from Lavan. He has a whole different way of learning places. Betzim Rabbi Chanan goes into it. We know there's Gemaras, the way we show him learn it, that a cotton is chayiv and mitzvahs. How's a cotton chayiv and mitzvahs? Who made him chayiv? How do you chayiv? How do you? Chanan's famous kash. What? Chinuch is your mitzvah, or you're right, but how are you mechayev it? What?
Chinuch is the kid, so how do you make kid chayev?
That's the point. That's the kasha. So Bachan comes out with a chiddush that one thing you mechayev to do is do the ratzon Hashem. Even if you're not chayev mitzvahs, you have to do the ratzon Hashem. And when the Chazal mechadish something, even you could be overly sasu, but even now, if that's the ratzon, you have to listen to. So Chazal say, "Kot yochayv mitzvahs." That's the ratzon Hashem that you have to go ahead and say that you have to do it. That's all. It seems like that's the pshat of Rav Nachman is learning. Even if a suma is part of Chazal says chayv, that means the ratzon Hashem is that he should be chayv, that he should go ahead and do it. There's no kiyum mitzvah. That's the point. Yeah, that's a madnazach. In other words, it has a shame mitzvah on it that he's doing. But the Mechayiv is not a possible. You have to answer this question. But whatever it is, the Nebu doesn't hold it. What? No, but Isha's Chayiv and Lav.
She's Chayiv and Lav. So
if no, but we Ratzon Hashem means the Chazal Amagala, what the Ratzon Hashem is. But you can't, if they said woman is like the Gemara. But over here they said they wanted it to be Chayiv. It's a shvezvar.
The
what? Right. Okay. So the Ratzon Hashem is he doing that? You hit him. Okay. But anyway, that's the. I just want to say that Rabbi Kiveg is a mayudik achidish. It's mashum Tosis not that way. That's what I want to also point out. Listen to the Tosis at the beginning said. That if when Rabbi Yosef was happy, if somebody would tell him the halacha is like a Yehuda, that as soon as part of the mitzvahs, he would make a suda because he's part and he's doing a mitzvahs. I lose it out all the brachas. Must be brachas he can make. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos, for some reason, lists off mitzvahs. He says, I would be happy. I listen to this. Right? Tosfos says, why would he be happy? Valoha your mouth should be because. Tzitzis, lulav, tefillin, megillah, nechanaka, sukkah, vavdallah, vekiddush hayayim. Tosfos says, let's even leave Avdallah alone. Right? That's a shalom machlekes rishayim if women are chayav and Avdallah, if it goes together with kiddush. But Tosfos says, kiddush hayayim, that a sumu is part of from kiddush. According to the Kiva, Gemara Megillah. Huh? In other words, we have a problem here. The pashas of Tosfos later on is that he's chayv and lavin. And if he's chayv and lavin, so chachazan, thank you, can be mechayv in mitzvahs derabanan, right? But kiddush is zochav v'shomer, right? It's zochav v'shomer. That's the problem. Another raya is a Mordechai in Megillah. This Mordechai. The Magen Avraham quotes it, but Minchas Chinuch made it very famous. If any of you, you know, they always have by bar mitzvahs during Sfir Soima, what's the most talked about? Oh, this, we have something very unusual. Right? A kid it's not so unusual. It's 7 weeks is a seventh of the year. So should be every seven kids should have this shayla, right? It's not that unusual. So the Mordechai, that's what we bring with a Dorbonin. Could be moitzi the rice. Listen to this. Nishal Arbeinu Tovia Mevina. Mevina, I guess. Eich Saginor Poitah Benavnav Ubeis. This is the sheet of Arbeinu Ruch. It seems that the minig was that Rahman son, you have people that blind in those days, was more common, Shem Yerachim, than today. Rabbi Yudah Suma, so the Suma used to make Kiddush for Bnei Beisai. How could he be moitzi Bnei Beisai on Kiddush? Right, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Suma Potam in the mitzvahs in Kenny's only Chayav Darbanan. How is he mighty Darbanan in the rice? So this is the famous. That's what the Menachas Chinuch brings. He says a Darbanan is mighty the rice. A banan could be mighty the rice. I forget from Gemara. So that's what they mafal pull in. He says Haraya because we make kiddush in Tosfos Shabbos and according to this sheet, the Tosfos Shabbos Darbanan. How is it the Darbanan be mighty the rice? Okay, we'll leave that alone. But what's the question? Kiddush should be pashut. It's mutter. Why? Because if he's chayev in Loisa says he's chayev in kiddush, that should not be the problem. It should be other problems, but not kiddush. Okay. So I want to say this is a raya to a part I heard many many years ago when I was in Israel from a Beryl Soloveitchik. This it's mashon not like the Rav Kiveger, the Mordechai, unless he holds sumas. Potter from Lysis, but this Tosfos too. Rebbe Soloveitchik said like this, a woman you could say Shoma V'Zocha. A woman you could say Kol Sheyesh Nebabal Teichel Chometz Yesh Nebabal. Assume you can't, not because of what you said. What's the reason? The reason is like this. The Sumas Potter from Chiyuvim, Kol Sheyesh is also Mechayiv. In other words, it's not the pshat that you're automatically Chayiv, or if you're Chayiv in Kiddush, part of Chayvin in Malacha, part of Malacha is Kiddush. Not true. It's a separate mitzvah. Ella, what's Mechayv you? Kol Sheyeshna. Assume his part of a mitzvah means he's part of from Chiyuvim. A loisase is not called a chiyuv. Loisase means he's not allowed to go against this. He can't eat chaza. He can't go against the chazal. But kol sheyeshnoi is a mechayev. A mechayev of psumas potter from. That's what Beryl said. In other words, even if we agree what Reb Kiveger, what Beryl said, that the din is that a psumas chayev in loisase says, right? Still in matzah and in kiddush, he's not. Why? Because matzah and kiddush, what is it makes you chayev? Kol sheyeshna is a mechayev. He doesn't have mechayev, just like he doesn't have tefillin, he doesn't have mezuzah, he doesn't have this mechayev. So, what? No, he's just chayev in mitzvahs. Except there's a clock called Zman Grama. So now this is a special mechayev that circumvents. Right, it's always a p'tor. That this would be a mamash, a beautiful raya. Now I'm not sure if I said this, but Akasha that I saw, this is good when you go to a bar mitzvah. Listen carefully, and many times somebody will say, "What's the reason you have a sudas bar mitzvah?" A yamshir shlam, the magravam quotes. What's the? He says the raya is from this gemara in Bava Kama. The Rabbi Yisus said at the end, he said, if somebody would tell me that a suma is chayiv mitzvahs, I would make a suda. Why? Because beforehand I thought I'm potter, and now I find out I'm chayiv, so I become a mitzvah v'oisa. Since I become a mitzvah v'oisa, I make a suda. So the Yamshir Shlema says, the day the child becomes a mitzvah v'oisa, he makes a suda. You make a suda because he becomes a mitzvah v'oisa. It's a big simcha like the Gemara. So the there was a big guy in Eretz Yishlaim, a Lubavitcher. His name was Reb Chaim Noy. He's the one who argued with the Chazon Ish, the Shiur. And the Shiur, famous thing. I knew his grandson was with me in yeshiva. And he was Yerushalmi Lubavitcher, and he wrote a sefer called Ktzeis HaShulchan. I never really looked at it, but somebody told me this kasha. I looked it up right away. The kasha. So he was in Yishlaim. It's like the Lubavitcher Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's their sefer. By the way, I always say Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is more words than Shulchan Aruch, by the way, just in case you want to know. There's more words because he incorporates Magen Avraham and Tazis and this and this. That. Shulchan Aruch itself originally the Beis Yosef made that you chazur every 30 days. So it's not much in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, not much, Kasshom, but it's not as much. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has been more words. So he has over there a kasha to be heard from Reb Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, Maril Diskin's son. Where did the on this Yamshir Shloimeh that you make a suit? Listen to this kasha. He says, according to the Turi Evan and the Reb Kiveger, that assumes Chayav Loisa says, he asked the following question. The Gemara says in Erevin, Mutav, there was Machoikas, Beisham Beisil, is a better Mutav Shaloi Nivra Mishaniva or Mutav Shaniva Nivra. Is a better person shouldn't be created or should be created? Nimnu v'gamru. Nimnu v'gamru, Pashas means they took account and they finalized. Mutav la'adam shaloi nivra mishnu. Better person shouldn't be created. Achshav shenivra, yifash v'sh v'maisav, yimash. What it says, what does it mean, nimnu v'gamru? So, Marsha, Maridika Marsha there. Marsha says they counted the mitzvahs. They are tayag mitzvahs. 248 mitzvahs, 365 lavim. Much harder to be, you have 248 mitzvahs to protect you, but 365 mitzvahs that could trip you, that you could be stumbled upon. So it's not as money. So he's like this. So Avada, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak was very happy. When he thought Asumas bought the mitzvahs, he was chayv on lavim. So what did he have? 365 lavim. That's what he had. What does he have to offset it? He's got to be busy with something. No mitzvahs. So now, if they tell him these five mitzvahs, very good. At least he has 248 to somehow offset the 365, right? So he should have sued his mitzvah. But this cotton, what was he chayvin before his bar mitzvah? Absolutely zero. So by him, what's the simcha to become a bar mitzvah boy for carrot? He should go ahead and not and stay, put them in a mitzvah. That's a Yitzchak Yeruchim is this. If you have a good teretz, you'll tell me.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.